Welcome to the Friday, April the 19th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 33rd episode of the 23-24 school year. Hard to believe, 33 episodes already. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Sharon Zunk, who is a first grade teacher at North Wayne Elementary School. Congratulations, Sharon. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. On Monday, the Scientech Foundation presented a check to Stoutfield Elementary School to support the robotics program and Project Lead the Way curriculum for fifth graders. Congratulations to Stoutfield. Monday was also Indiana's FAFSA completion deadline. Thanks to all of our staff, students, parents, and everyone involved to get those FAFSA applications completed. We know how important those are for future funding for our students, not only those pursuing college degrees, but also those pursuing any advanced trainings beyond the high school diploma. And Ben Davis High School Athletics held its spring signing event this past Wednesday. Congratulations to all of our student athletes who have signed a commitment to compete in college next year. Speaking of next year, I am so privileged to have a very special guest with us this morning. We are with the Ben Davis High School Class of 2024 valedictorian, meaning the top GPA, over 5.0 on a 4-point scale. Kate Baldwin is the 2024 valedictorian at Ben Davis High School. Welcome, Kate.
Hi, thank you.
Does that sound a little weird to have you mentioned in that way?
No, I've been number one for a while, but yeah. Like officially, it's only been a little bit, but yeah, it's great actually.
So, one of the things that we know that in this valedictorian, I'll call it a race, you've known pretty much where your GPA is in comparison with others, other classmates, mm-hmm. probably since eighth grade.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah. And so how much did that play into some of your course selections and some of the inspiration and the motivation to do really well in class?
I mean, honestly, course selection, it was one of the biggest things because I knew that I wanted to take the hardest classes I could and mm-hmm. the most AP and get the most credits for college. And so I've chosen the most rigorous courses that I could throughout my entire high school.
Because we know that in order to get a over a five point GPA on a 4-point scale, you have to take what is called weighted classes. For those who aren't familiar with necessarily how that works in high school, those classes that are the most rigorous, AP classes, dual credit classes, are more than a 4.0 when you get an A, and so that adds to your GPA. Talk about kind of that motivation to take those AP courses. What was the most exciting thing for you in taking that advanced level coursework?
I think just pushing myself, like mm-hmm. doing the hard classes that I don't know if I ever really envisioned myself. Because if you would have told third grade me that I was going to be valedictorian, I probably would have laughed in your face. But just like being able to push myself and make myself really proud.
So let's talk about third grade Kate Baldwin. Tell us about your academic career. Have you been in Wayne Township your entire academic career?
All but 1 year. I used to live in Columbus, Indiana.
Okay.
And my mom used to work in the district, so we moved here. And I started at Westlake, where I was there for 2 years. And then I got into the Horizons program, mm-hmm. so I moved to Roby.
Okay.
And third grade was with my teacher, Mr. Stroud.
Yeah.
One of my favorite teachers I've ever had. I really attribute to him to, I think, the success I have today, because third grade was a challenging year switching from going from just, like, my everyday classes to more rigorous and, like, surrounding myself with kids who are also doing the more rigorous classes. It was quite a change, but I think it's what really has helped me be successful today.
Yeah. So you mentioned Mr. Stroud.
Yes.
We had the top 30 ceremony last week. Who were the two teachers that you recognized as having the greatest impact for you during your time here in Wayne Township?
Well, my first one was Mr. Stroud,
yeah.
And then my 7th through 12th teacher was Mr. Lyle, which he's not technically my classroom teacher. He's an assistant principal here, but he's been a really big part of my life the last couple of years.
And prior to him becoming assistant principal here, of course, he was department chair for the performing arts and was an art teacher and talks a lot about influences that he had also from past teachers and past colleagues that he had a chance to work with. Kate, you mentioned taking classes in preparation for college in that next phase. So what is that next phase for you? What happens after you graduate? Where are you going? What do you aspire to do?
Career-wise, I'm a little lost. I don't know exactly what I want to do, but I'm hoping to take college as an opportunity to kind of figure that out. I'm going to IU Bloomington. I just enrolled a week ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm going to hopefully double major in Spanish and biology.
Wow.
It's one of my goals to study abroad.
Yeah.
I've done it a couple of times here in high school, but I'm really excited to maybe do it more in college, and IU has a really wonderful program for
that. Exciting. Yeah. So I can only imagine with being the valedictorian out of a class of almost, I don't know, over 1,100 students, there's probably some perks. There's probably some things that IU said, you've already demonstrated some success. Let us help you out. So do you have some scholarships at IU?
I've got one. I don't remember what the name was, but it was with my admission. Okay. I'm getting $4,000 a year, I believe. And then they just gave me a secondary one for Spanish, which is $2,500 a year.
Exciting.
Very.
Yeah. And a big help.
Yes. And my dad, my dad works for IU.
Oh.
So I get half tuition too. So
there you go.
It's definitely the most ideal school.
Well, it's certainly a great choice. And we know IU is a wonderful school here in the state of Indiana. Nice to have your dad working for the university. Maybe he can pick up lunch every now and then while you're on campus.
Yes, I'm very much hoping to see him.
So, Kate, as I know that this is primarily for staff, so most of our listeners are staff members, but if you were to give some advice to the underclassmen, the freshmen, sophomores that are kind of going through their schoolwork, what advice would you give them regarding just the whole high school experience? I mean, you probably look back 4 years ago, you were a freshman. Seems like probably not that long ago, but also forever ago. So what advice would you give to your classmates?
I would say just don't take things too seriously. Mm. High school's supposed to be fun. Obviously, you need to like get your homework done and all that stuff, but high school's fun and you can both do your work and also have a good time. And yeah, just not take things too seriously.
Yeah. A lot of people talk about the size of Ben Davis High School and how challenging sometimes it is to navigate. And for those who don't attend Ben Davis High School, for those who just see it on the outside, they have all kinds of perceptions about the student body and about the things that happen here and just the size of the district. What would you say has been probably the most beneficial thing for you being a student here at Ben Davis High School with so many different kinds of, you know, different students and different kinds of cultures and beliefs and just experiences?
Honestly, I have such an appreciation for Ben Davis and Wayne Township as a whole, because although, you know, there's misconceptions that our academics maybe aren't as strong or something like that, but no matter what, I think the cultural education you get here is more impactful and I'm really grateful for it than any other academic class that I could take, because I've met so many different people and like there's a place for everybody. No matter where you're from, who you are, there's a place for you here because it's so big and because we have such a diverse population. And I think it's wonderful.
And so what you're going to experience at IU is not going to be a whole lot different, is it?
Yeah, that's why I'm not really worried about a big school. I'm used to it.
Yeah. And it's fairly close to home.
Yeah.
So one last, and you and I talked a little bit about this before we came on air. I am currently going on a listening tour with many of our different schools to talk about new legislation that you won't have to necessarily deal with, but the students that are coming starting next year in the 24-25 school year are going to have to deal with this new law from Senate Bill 185 that says electronic communication devices can no longer be in the classrooms or during instructional time unless there are certain provisions like teachers request it, or it has to do with healthcare, or it has to do with their special education IEPs. So talk to me a little bit about the impact of cell phones, social media, all of the different kinds of things in the classrooms while instruction is occurring.
Honestly, I think it's a really good idea. I even have been a student who sometimes I don't always pay attention because I have my phone on me or I get a text message or something. And I know my brother's a teacher here at Ben Davis, and I know he really struggles with kids on their phones, and engagement is low because kids are just not really paying attention. And although I don't know that I would be super happy about it if I had to follow this law, I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, well, you know, and I appreciate that perspective, because we also talk about some of the things that happen, you know, when students are going back and forth on social media that leads to conflict in the hallways or conflict in the lunchroom or conflict outside the, you know, in the bus lot or wherever, because of somebody who says something that may have been interpreted wrong or maybe not wrong, and that's happening during the day and kind of setting things up. We also have heard some research from those states that have already done this that says actually personal engagement increases amongst students and staff and between students when that social media device or that electronic device is not present.
Yeah, I could 100% see that, because I think, like I said, there's just not as much engagement, and that's between the students too. In the hallways, there's not as much like people talking. If people are just like heads down on their phones in a class, you know, I think it's less of an issue now of like, oh, you're talking too much, but now kids aren't talking enough because they're just on their phones or they're on social media or they're just scrolling.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned, because we're going to see some changes in the next school year after we go through this listening tour and get some feedback. And I've shared multiple times with other people, this is going to be hard for the superintendent because I have my phone out a lot and, you know, and staying in touch with text messaging and keeping up with emails and on my social media platform. So this is going to be an adjustment for me as well. Kate, any final words that you'd like? You're getting ready. We're getting ready. Actually, we've already started many of our celebrations. You have several that are still ahead of you, Evening of Excellence and a few others. You have a big speech you're going to be giving during graduation. Any insights as to what you might say at graduation?
Not yet.
Are you working on it yet?
Very much so.
Okay. All right. Well, we look forward to hearing that speech. Kate, couldn't be more proud for you to have achieved the 2024 valedictorian at Ben Davis High School. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me today. Well, coming up, the first annual Jammin' for a Cause barbecue event is this Saturday, tomorrow, April the 20th, from 11 to 5 p.m. at the Carrier Corporation parking lot there on the corner of Morris and Girls School. Actually, if you did not know before, that was the original location where the 1965 building of Ben Davis High School was to open. And instead, that land deal fell through, and we moved Ben Davis High School up to the corner of 10th and Girls School. But if you happen to see Carrier Corporation on the corner of Morris and Girls School, that was originally the site for the 1965 Ben Davis High School building when we moved from the corner of High School and Morris. All proceeds for that event will benefit Indy Gateway and Area 31 Construction Trades Program. Also, Love Where You Are Cleanup Day will be Friday, April the 26th through Saturday, April the 27th. If you've not yet signed up, make sure to do so so you can help clean up the west side of Indianapolis. Also, next Saturday, April 27th, is the Stoutfield Elementary 5K at 9:30 a.m. at Stoutfield Park. It is a free event, a fun-filled morning with prizes to win, and a beautiful path and park to run and walk on. Make sure to bring the whole family out. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. But before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission: to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision: to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.